The eight activists arrested at Spectra Energy are facing charges of criminal trespass. Kathy Martley lives a quarter of a mile from Spectra Energy's facility. She helped coordinate the protest that drew nearly 100 demonstrators.
We have to remember, we're not fracking here, but it is frack gas. And somewhere down the line, someone else is fracking more to push this through these lines that they are building and expanding on.
Demonstrators came to Burrillville to protest pipeline expansions, as well as plans for a new natural gas-fired power plant. A Spectra Energy spokeswoman says the company has been operating safely in Burrillville for decades and will prosecute trespassers who compromise that. I'm Bette Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.